is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, Jimmy, what happened? Did the Badgers score a touchdown?
Yes.
Wow.
10-6.
10-6.
All right. We're coming back.
There is your football update.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr and Jimmy
K.
We have lots of stuff coming up. We'll tell you about it in a little while, but we're going to kick off this hour with a double dip. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. We'll tell you about where they're going to be playing in just a minute. This is Alive Again. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Chase me through my thoughts, yeah, all my dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. Talk about it. We could talk about it now. The stress, it strikes when you fail to meet your needs. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. You try to be discreet. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it. I'm alive again. The script, the writers that can't foresee. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. Talk about it.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. I'm just wasted gold, a glimpse of hope.
world could be. Is this time just wasted gold? Guess we'll wait and see.
Max Inc. Radio, that is Kyle Megna and the Monsoons. They're out of Appleton. That song was Lost in My Head. Kyle Megna and the Monsoons, you can catch them on the 17th of December at the Stone Arch Pub in Appleton.
Great venue if you've never been.
And great live band, too.
Wonderful. Yes, sir. We've got some more digging around in your closet, it sounds like.
We do.
I find this kind of funny, you know, because I've always wondered, what's in Rocker's closet?
That's a deep question.
Yes.
it's kind of like, have you ever seen that show with Zaboomafoo's closet?
No.
Oh, yeah. The two brothers.
Making me laugh.
The two brothers have that apartment. It's like a PBS show.
Okay.
And when they open their closet, everything falls out.
Of course.
And
of course.
That's me. Yeah. CDs, right?
Yeah.
CDs are just like
falling
out there.
You're getting whacked in the head with all these CDs falling out. So then you said, I might as well look through these CDs and put them to good use by using these great songs on the radio.
There are some nuggets in there.
Love
and
it.
One of them I found that I've really been off of is this Mad City Music CD. It was recorded live at WIBA by John Mocknick, and who was Sleepless Night Studios here in town. And Sue Peterson, she was the host of that show. And they would record all of these bands, play them live on the radio, just like our Live in the Lair.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put out a CD, and I thought, gosh, why not play some of this stuff? I found this song. This is Excuse My Soul. This is AJ Style and the Rhythm Invasion.
Ooh.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sweet kind. Yeah. I was a little first station going down in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the girl taking up my suffering mind. Yeah. Well, I can only see my future looking in your eyes. It's in your best mind to give me some time. to hide, yeah. I was a little frustration going down in my itty bitty life. Girl, I know you're the dope that could dump my suffering mind, yeah. I can only see my future looking in your eyes. It's in your best mind, give me some time. It's in your best mind, give me some time. If you're in your mind, give me some time.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you to make. You, oh, you are deserving of the keep up.
no shame in looking to yourself for a little self-help.
Self-help. That is Tay and the Neighborly. Mm. They're out of Green Bay. That's your hometown.
Yes, and I've actually had some chit-chats with these folks. They are wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going places.
Oh, they came over here. We had them in January, I believe, at the beginning of this year. It was one of the bigger snowstorms of the year.
No.
And their show still went on, and they trucked over here from the Majestic Theater and did an interview, went back and played the show.
That is
they're
awesome.
Troopers. They're from Green Bay. They're like, oh, big deal.
Yeah, snow. Who cares? Yeah, they've got some great shows coming up, though, for people that want to check them out. We've got December 10th, Appleton. Again, I love this place, Stone Arch Pub.
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great venue. Yep, good place for live music. December 11th, then they are back in Madison, High Noon Saloon. And December 14th, they're going to be at Fletch's Local Tap House. That's in Oshkosh. And then, no, they're not going to stop with Wisconsin. They're headed out to New York City in January, playing a club out there called Groove. And you know, I'm going to keep an eye.
Wow.
We're going to all keep an eye on them because this is going to be cool.
They seem
cool
like they're
happening.
Growing somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Where in the city is Groove, Terry, you know, offhand?
I have not heard of it.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But in New York City, hey.
Can't go wrong
no,
there.
Right? No, 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 no.
What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, we still have Queen of Dreams. They're going to be coming up yet tonight. And then Live in the Lair. We have Bing Bong. They are in the studio. They are ready to go. And then After Hours with Rob Roberts closes out the night, and at 10 p.m. is Shane Christopher Neal with Indy 45 Show.
And After Hours with Rob Roberts, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. You can come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And also sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And Terry,
I found where Groove is in New York City, where Tay and the Neighborly will be playing, one of the hottest spots right around NYU, McDougal Street, bars, restaurants, live music venues up and down the street. Wow.
Is that Manhattan or is that over?
Oh, yeah, it's in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Oh, yes. Wow. That is awesome. Okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear all that.
Let's book our trip to New York for Tate and
Neighborly. Right
no kidding. Yeah, man. Get some New York pizza.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Lost in the search for your next home? The Aaron Weber Group has teamed with Compass to point you in the right direction. Spoiler alert, it's toward your dream home. Bigger yard? Compass says head north. More closet space? Compass says go west. Haunted basement? Yeah, maybe steer clear of that one. With the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, you won't go in circles, because when it comes to real estate, we always point you in the right direction. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. a health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
are listening to Queen of Dreams, Can the Dragon Still Fly? That is, I'm told, an older song from their first record. That sounds fresh. It really sounds fresh. And we are so lucky the members of the band are here with us. Rocker, introduce us, please.
Some of the members of the band are here. Not everybody. This is a big band. Queen of Dreams is a European-style progressive power metal band in the American Midwest, Madison, to be precise, with roots in Baraboo, even. Queen of Dreams members range in age from early 20s to mid-50s. It reflects an equal gender distribution and draws strength from the diversity of their influences. Here in the studio with us tonight is Queen of Dreams members. Let's see, I've got Caleb, Dan, Tom, and Sky, right?
Yep.
All right, got it
wow.
right. They are Queen of Dreams. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thank you.
And for our listeners who may not be aware of who Queen of Dreams is, tell us a little backstory about your band and what the name refers to.
Sure. So the band was started by our drummer, Dan, who was playing in more of a traditional bluesy sort of rock band before. And wanted to do a little bit more of this European, faster, aggressiver, nerdier kind of stuff.
Nerdier?
Oh, yeah, it's very nerdy. The name of the band, you can tell us, Ben, comes from a huge epic fantasy series.
Yeah, that would be the Moasm Book of the Fallen by Stephen Erickson. The Queen of Dreams is a goddess in the pantheon of that world.
Yeah, the head of High House Light, right? She's one of the good guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, okay. I haven't finished reading all the books. I thought she was a good guy.
Your singer sounds like a goddess, I must say. Wow. But all of you together, that hits. And now I can't wait to hear your new music, which I know we're going to have that coming up right after the interview.
Oh, yeah, we're excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were just kind of even just saying, epic fantasy literature is a bedrock of inspiration for your music. Tell us a little more about that. Like, where does that come from?
Oh, that is just an interest that several of us have and share. Yeah, again, the song we just heard, Can the Dragon Still Fly, inspired by a book called Midnight Tides in the series that we just mentioned.
So every song kind of has definitely some hook here, it sounds like.
Most of them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think we like to think we're not necessarily like retelling the stories themselves, but we're kind of drawing on the same kinds of emotional beats and themes that we like out of these books that we want to be able to share in a different medium.
Nice.
Yeah, it works.
Your new album, it's called Subnivium.
That's right.
Tell us about the new record and its name.
Sure. So the name Subnivium comes from a word that was basically invented by our keyboardist's grad school department. She was a wildlife biology researcher, and the Subnivium is the name for the seasonal microclimate that exists underneath snow in places where you get a lot of snowfall in the winter. So
seasonal microclimates
that are
underneath snow.
Yeah, so the mice and the voles and the martens and the small mammals burrow tunnels through the snow, and it's actually insulated, so it's warmer there than it is on the surface. So there's a whole sort of secret world down there that wildlife researchers are only just sort of discovering. And we thought that was appropriate to the music that we're doing. It's a new thing to discover that people haven't heard before.
Do you happen to have a song about the Arctic fox jumping headfirst into the snow to catch the mole or the rat?
We do have a song that is called Beneath the Ice and Snow.
Wow, what a premonition.
We never
that
said
is.
That people will not learn anything by listening.
We did say that we're nerdy.
Show.
That's right.
I love it, you guys. I love it.
The Subnivium. Oh, boy. The bane of gardeners, right? Now, I hear you guys have a Kickstarter campaign going on. What's up with that?
Yeah, the Kickstarter is live right now. Producing an album is very expensive. We are just trying to offset some of the costs of that. The Kickstarter is the only way that you can get the album before its official release date, which is January 31st. But if you want to get it early and also get some exclusive merch, hop on the Kickstarter. It is fully funded right now, so it's all the rewards are coming out.
Great!
But if you want to get in on that exclusive stuff, this is the only chance.
Very good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And the new album release party is going to be at the Crucible. That is in Madison, January 31st. You said that's when it is coming out.
That's right.
Are you going to have any physical copies? Are you going to have CD? Are you doing vinyl? What's your pleasure.
we will be doing CDs. I don't think we'll be doing vinyl. Vinyl is even more expensive to produce.
I know, and it takes longer, too, yeah. I've heard. Ooh, yeah.
It's a bigger Kickstarter.
That's true. Maybe if we get up there in the stretch goals, we'll see if I get some vinyl pressed.
Nice.
Well, you know, Queen of Dreams, thank you so much for taking the time out to come down to the studio and speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, we're about to hear a brand new song from your brand new album, Subnivium. It's called Beneath the Ice and Snow. Tell us something about this song we need to know before we listen. Who's got the ball?
This song has the 7/8 time signature in it for a good portion of it, so it splits off a beat from 4/4. It sounds pretty cool. You might be able to hear it.
You did say you were nerdy, so perfect.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah, and this song also inspired by a fantasy series called The Book of the Ice by Mark Lawrence.
Mm. Wow, excellent. Well, let's hear it. This is brand new from the brand new Subnivium album, Queen of Dreams, Beneath the Ice and Snow. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
moment comes.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
To my DMs in between R. Kelly and Clinton. 19, which one of them gives me the most of that Chicago? Nickelback, Nick Cage, they all spend like De Niro. They roll on their Venmo, hola, me De Niro, and I just can't get them to stop turning that old money. Issues. Slip into my posse bunny onesie. Get funky for my role-playing junkies. A crunch on a bunch of munchies. Holler to my ASMR. I paint my toesies rosy so slowly. Working that twerking from home for my homies. Love my fans only all over the country. I point somewhere ever you are. Turning that old money.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Mackenzie O'Brien there and Sugar Daddy Issues. Terry, she's coming to Madison on Saturday, November 23rd, playing at Whiskey Jack's here on State Street.
That song was fun.
It was interesting. Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it a lot. And it looks like she's got some ties to Milwaukee and Chicago.
Yes.
So that should be a really, really fun show for her. I'm sure she'll get some family coming in. And Jimmy Cash. She's going to be in studio.
Yeah, I was just going to say that next
week. Yeah, absolutely.
The show.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun to meet and talk with her.
So we got Live in the Lair coming up.
We do.
With Bing Bong.
Woohoo!
Get your questions right now, 844-967-2789.
Do you know what you want?
is 11-year-old Paige Keebler on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Paige is going to be live in the lair next week here on Max Inc. Radio. Looking forward to that. She is one talented kid and looking forward to having a conversation with her. All right, live in the lair with Bing Bong coming up in just a couple of minutes, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now part of Compass. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Linda Nazeros and Steez right now. It's Last Night. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.